This is so bad. This is
that
so
was,
bad.
Oh, mate, wait. That I almost had a quickie in the shed with her. Welcome back, you lot, to Waffling, the number one podcast in the world. Now, here we have Luke Martin, Theo Baker, Joe Weller, and we are all somehow accidentally wearing black. Now, is this somehow like subconsciously indicating how we're all feeling? You know, is this corona, is the extension of the fact that we're all in isolation for a minimum of another 3 weeks, has that had an effect? How are you guys feeling at home? Because I know, boys, for one, like, I'm losing my head. Oh, how are you boys doing?
Well, for me personally, I've never felt more positive in my life. This week has been like...
Really? What?
Well, ever since my mental breakdown...
You're feeling great.
Yeah, ever since my mental breakdown, like, it's all gone up. Like, I'm feeling much better. Yeah, it was like a...
Yeah, got, like, a ridiculous response to all of that, didn't you? Like, overwhelming. I mean, ridiculous in a good way. Like, it was crazy. Because that could have gone one of two ways. Like, the internet is a cruel place.
Who's this
bitch?
Yeah,
they could be savage, mate, but... What I saw, like how everyone was talking about Theo and you know, seeing you be vulnerable, like put yourself out there, was like amazing to see. And now you see why it is so good. And, you know, people like when you don't have a guard up and you just be authentic to you. And I thought it was great, mate. And I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not surprised the amount of support you're getting is so strong, because it was, you know, it was good.
No, I do appreciate all the messages, but it was more of the fact that it feels like a weight off my shoulder. Like, I feel like I spoke to Bruce this morning. I was saying, like, I feel like that was the first time someone actually didn't take the piss out of my injuries when I mentioned them.
What's he saying? Us boys take the piss.
Well, everyone always does. Like, oh, Theo's injured again. But you know what I mean? Like, that was the first time I've actually, like, I don't know. I needed that.
I'd say in contrary to that, like, that's the first time I've heard you talk about an actual, like, honest way.
Yeah.
So, like, you say, okay, people don't, you know, people take the piss and us boys take the piss, but maybe I've never heard you talk about it properly.
But no one understood it.
To hear you talk
it,
about it properly, it was, I mean, I'd assume that because it is a difficult topic, something that a lot of people do is they maybe, like, deflect it by, like, bantering about it or, like, making a joke of it. But, like, the fact when you do hit it in a sort of proper real way and talk about it openly, then I guess, it is a release of tension like you had.
It definitely was more of a, like, a long-running joke rather than, like, something that was regarded as, like,
well,
a serious
100%,
100%
thing.
It was constantly like, oh, Theo's injured again.
Like,
we never knew how deep it ran.
Yeah, but, mate, I feel so good now. Like, I've had, like, an epiphany. I've been watching... Oh, it's going to sound so, like, loser, but, like, I've been watching, like, CrossFit documentaries.
Wait, what? What's a lot on exercising?
Yeah.
Oh, because... Finding new ways that you can work with your injuries rather than against them.
Yeah, now I want to be a CrossFitter.
I want to be a CrossFitter.
I want to be super
fit. You can enter the... No.
The CrossFit Games.
No, like, is there like an injured games? Like people that have career-ending injuries?
My head off the Special Olympics. Come on.
Not like the Paralympics, because I was going to say, oh, you could enter the Paralympics, but that's not what I mean. I mean, like... So say, for example, me, I couldn't become a marathon runner or a professional footballer, which I definitely could, by the way. No, if I wasn't injured. But because of my knee injury, I'm written off.
Yeah.
And because of your injuries, you're written off. Now, is there a competition that we could enter that is like the injured Olympics?
Like cycling.
If that makes sense.
Cycling. We can cycle, can't we?
Yeah, but do you like cycling? Like, do you really want to do that?
Well, I ordered a bike.
For me, in the sport, there's got to be, like, you know, I've got to be gassed. And actually, mate, on the point of you, you know, feeling better and feeling like, you know, you've, almost like...
Overturned
released
a leaf,
tension. Yeah, like, a video that may have gone out by now, like, at this moment in time, it hasn't gone out. But there's a video that, obviously, I started recording, like, 2 days ago... Where it was going to be another vlog, me doing my, you know, normal thing. But I ended up getting to a point where, like, I sort of broke down a bit.
Oh, shit. Like, what? You've got this quiet.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, it's because I didn't want to make, like, a song and dance of it, i.e., oh, boys, I've just cried. But at the same time, I kind of wanted to save it. Waffling and sort of talk about it on here.
What was it like? Was it like a positive cry? Or was it just like a release?
No, it was a
breakdown.
That's the thing. Like, part, another reason why I haven't wanted to bring it up is because it's like, oh, classic Weller moaning about the same shit.
Oh no!
Like, it's just same shit, different day. That's how it felt a little bit. But I don't know.
Wait, so
you'll see. It's not just a classic Weller therapy session. It's sort of getting to this brutal thing of being like, the only way that we can. Well, that I'm going to be able to do my videos is if I'm real and authentic. And me putting on a persona, I think, is trying to be YouTube is one of the reasons why I constantly have to do retakes and keep, you know, not be able to just get into a flow state of recording. Mm. I think whenever we record, like Luke, whenever we go and record, it's always, right, guys, so, oh, no. Oh, right, guys, so, and I do it over and over again because I'm not comfortable with who I am. I'm not being, like, I don't feel like I'm being myself. And that's what, yeah, I sort of got to. It was like, oh, I got into that thing of starting to record and then feeling like, this isn't good enough. And then, you know, feeling like, oh, I don't have anything to talk about. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to release. And at first I recorded it on camera, me just like going nuts. And then obviously, you know, being emotional because I wanted to practice being real on camera, and that's how I genuinely felt in that moment. And I was like, right, I'm not going to put this anywhere, but this is going to be good practice. And it was only afterwards that I was like, fuck, I'm going to use this, but I'm going to talk about it. So, you know, like, as in show a bit, sort of talk about it, show a bit, talk about
analyzing
it.
Analyzing what happened.
Yeah, almost like sort of breaking it down a little bit, but not in I'm sort of editing it right now, and there's a lot of footage, so I'm wanting to basically just hit the right points and make it be, you know,
concise,
me and authentic, but not ramble, because I know I'm so conscious of the fact that we, you know, I've gone on and had deep chats with you boys about the same thing about videos and YouTube for so long now, and I don't want to like go around in circles, essentially.
Do you feel like this is like the hitting it on the bud now? Like this is like your epiphany moment, or not really?
But no, because that's the thing that I've got too obsessed with as well. Feeling like there's an epiphany moment. Oh, this is it. This is the moment. This is it. And it's never going to change ever again. No, mate. Like, mental health is a work in progress every single day. 100%. It's not just one day you say, you know, I'm over it now and it's gone forever. That's just, no, like, and I think it's that I'm having to sort of like, work with and realize that every day that I wake up, how I behave and the things that I decide to do are going to impact probably how I feel.
It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint, as a cliche.
Yeah. Essentially. So, you know, but yeah, I talk about it all in the video. Like, no doubt. I mean, if you've seen the video, there's even a chance I still may not even put it out. I'm deciding what I'm going to do with it, but I know I'm in the process of editing it and seeing how it looks all put together. So, yeah, that's sort of, what I've been doing this week.
Well, that's good.
I guess, did you find the whole thing helpful?
What is it like?
Well, I could see, I think so. You could see when he was talking just then, the passion in his eyes. Like, it was coming straight from, like, the soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that. Yeah, like, that's the thing. When I'm watching it back and editing it, I'm seeing, fuck, mate, that's Weller. That's him. He's fucking saying everything, like you said, from the soul.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about anything he's saying right now. He is expressing. And that's what my videos need to be. Like, basically, the video's about, you know, I look back on, say, like, Internet Melts Summer Edition, Internet Melts 9.
So is that when you said you privatised them?
Yeah, it was around. Yeah, I privated them, but I think I'm going to put them public for when I put this video out, so that people can
see
if they want to go and look and see what I'm on about. They can.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a reference point. Like, even though I feel it makes me feel like shit, like, I'm going to own it in that sense. But it's basically how I decided to look back at those videos and sort of see, okay, what am I doing different here compared to what I sort of did in my prime. Like, what are my expressions, as in, like, how natural do I look? What is the look in my eye like? How does it feel just watching it? And the comparison, mate, is so drastic that it really set me off. It's like, in my when I was in my prime, like 2015, 2014, like that, when I look down the lens and I'm talking, I look so like I'm talking to my friend. Like I want to be there. Natural. I'm passionate. I'm enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Right. And looking at like Internet Melts 9 and Internet Melts Summer Edition. And I don't know if everyone can see this, but I can see that, mate, I almost seem like quite dead inside. Like I'm exhausted. Like it's, I'm looking down that lens, but there's no enthusiasm. I'm sort of trying to crack the joke, but I almost can't even maintain eye contact with the lens because I don't feel right.
I know I hate to bring it up all the time, but like, say you do look at like Roger Federer, okay? Like, do you know what I mean?
How has he brought him back around to Federer, mate?
Like, how has he managed to sustain?
Caveman time.
How has he managed to sustain a career and have that drive and enthusiasm for so long? That spanned over
passion.
Like 20 years. He's got to have
passion,
that,
mate.
Yeah, and the will to succeed, isn't it? For like, well, in terms of sport itself.
Yeah. I mean, there's an element of like, yeah, he has some God-given gifts of like in his DNA, but also he's
determined.
He's driven by the passion, so he can win everything. Okay, yeah, I've won these things, but because I literally fucking love playing tennis and love winning at tennis, that just overrides it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm getting at by saying, look, the passion gets killed when you're not being authentic to who you are.
I agree.
So if you start acting and feel, or even just feeling like you're not being real to you, it just becomes exhausting and it kills, your passion.
Yeah.
So, and it's that I feel has sort of been the main reason as to why I feel like I don't want to do YouTube. I hate YouTube.
Well, if you don't have the passion, it's sort of like a burden to you, isn't it? Like, you're not enjoying it. So you're like, oh, you sort of have to force yourself to do it rather than wanting to do it.
Yeah. And that's how it obviously became. And that's how I literally talk about all of this in the video, like when it cuts back to me, because I'm sitting here and I've done this thing as well within the video. Like, I literally copied True Geordie, I'm not going to lie. But he does this like second camera angle, and I don't know if I should use it or not. Because it shows, no, because it's like, I have my normal one, but then it's one that's slightly to the side, like that's like what my waffling camera is right now. And I know on the surface that can sound like, oh mate, it sounds a bit cringe. But when I watch it, I'm like, mate, that second angle almost shows the passion and emotion in my face.
Fly on the wall type thing.
Whereas well, not a fly on the wall, because it's closer.
Okay.
So it's like that further away camera, the normal lens, is like, okay, I'm talking, but this one's sort of like,
a bit more candid.
I noticed that about True Geordie's one. When it cuts to that angle, I'm like, wow, I really see in his eyes what he's like expressing. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do that. But I just hope, obviously, it's a very, I filmed it very raw. And partly, obviously, I want to kind of keep it like that. Because I guess my second thought was, oh, is this going to start looking well set up? Because if there's two, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then I'm like, the part where it cuts back to me here, that is obviously set up because I've decided to like say, right, I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean?
It would look weird.
It would look weird if the bit where I was downstairs breaking down had multiple camera angles.
Yeah.
That would look weird. It's like, hang on, mate. Boom. But yeah, no, it's good. I think I liked it, and I felt I had a great feeling afterwards because it was that feeling of, wow, I've just been myself.
Yeah, a relief.
The simple, like, pure thing of, wow, I was just myself. Some people are going to find it, where? Some people will, a lot of people maybe in this isolation period may be able to take something from it and relate. I know they may not be a YouTuber, but I do touch on how I think this is all getting heightened by the fact I've been on my own for a long amount of time now and isolated.
Well, it's still important. It touches everyone because it's important that you are yourself. You're not putting on this fake persona or whatever when you are by yourself or in lockdown. Anyone can relate to it. You have to be yourself, and you're not going to go out making friends and whatnot acting because you get found out.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I am... Okay, regarding like talking to friends... Like, as in, people could say that, oh, you're in isolation. Yeah, but you can still contact your mates. I can't stress enough how much real life human interaction is vital. And you know what I'm about to go on to. Caveman times, right? Literally, we are designed, and I've mentioned this before, we are designed to live in groups. We are designed to interact with many different people and go to different places, not just stay within our like base, our house. Fact that, that basic human instinct is now being has been taken away from us is going to have detrimental effects, especially with people with existing mental health issues. You know, so that's the thing for me. I need human interaction. Maybe one, I feel a bit more gassed to do waffling today because I'm like, finally, I'm fucking having a chat with the boys.
I haven't had a hug in 3.5 weeks.
I know. It's like,
I haven't seen my girlfriend in so long. I just want a hug.
Yeah. Oi, this is going to be the first waffling, right? I mean, I don't know how long we've been going for, like 15 minutes, but we haven't mentioned sex within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, this must be the first time ever.
Even the mental health with Bruce one, my first question was about performance anxiety in the bedroom.
See? We can evolve. We can do all sorts of things. I'll give you a little thing that I watched. You know, apart from this CrossFit stuff I watched all week. So I watched Game Changers. Have you watched that? About vegan, basically.
I've heard about it. It's very biased
towards veganism. But
I've heard people say like it will make you want to be a vegan, though.
Yeah, no, I watched it. I was like, shit, I'm going to have to be vegan now. Like, it's done. But then I spoke to a vegan. He was like, don't be a vegan. Basically eat. Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
I spoke to him. He was like, don't be a vegan, mate. Trust me. The best diet, he believes, is that just eating fucking loads of fruit and veg and then fish and eggs. So that's what I'm going to try and do. I need to up my vegetables and fruit because I think that's why I pull my muscles so many times. I don't eat enough
really?
Good food.
So wait, so the fruit and vegetable thing, obviously I'm currently on a ketogenic diet, which is
no carbs,
low carb, very high fat and protein. So fat is like almost the biggest thing, and it's for like cutting fat. But obviously naturally what you're not getting is a lot of fruit and vegetables, like because you have to have under 50 grams of carbs a day.
Oh, shit.
And in one apple is 25 grams of carbs.
Oh god.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's a bit of perspective. Yeah. And so my thing is am I missing out on some key nutrients? And is that, from what you've watched, is that something that may be having a big effect?
It's so hard because, like, they did so many tests. They even did a test, okay, on, like, boners. I know we're talking about
what?
It. Yeah, so...
What, in a massive...
They had...
Okay.
This is so hard for me to explain because so many people have...
That's what you've been watching, mate.
No, because so many people have, like, debunked this series, but I'm just going to tell you what I've watched, okay? Three NFL athletes, one day, they ate a burrito with meat in, okay? And they had a look at their blood, and then the next day they had a vegan burrito, and they had a look at their blood. And the blood after the vegan meal was much more, like, better. I don't know the science behind it, but it was much better. Yeah. The red blood cells had been working harder. And this meant they did a test. They had to put this, like, cock ring on overnight. And it would...
Sorry, mate. I mean, I know you're sort of covering this up by all vegans. What are you watching in this isolation period?
So apart from the blood test, they did a cock test. So they had to measure how often they'd get boners in the night and how hard it was.
Wait.
And they found that some of them had a 500% increase from having the vegan meal, which led to longer and harder erections. So if you're struggling...
So you're saying, I need veganism.
So
I'm good at boners now.
Are they hard and long? How long do they last?
No. I'll tell you what, though. This ketogenic diet I'm on affects your boners. Now, obviously, with everyone's different, but apparently there are certain things, the hormonal effects that cutting carbs down in your diet is it can reduce libido or increase it. Like, it can literally...
Which way has it gone?
One or the other. But I definitely, when I'm having a high carbohydrate diet, my sex drive and boners are longer, better and gooder.
So eat a bowl of pasta before a nice session.
No. But it's true. But it's good because, mate, boys, I'll have to... announce this, like I've announced every 2 weeks of my life. I've given up wanking.
Here we go again.
For how long this time?
Until your next relapse of 7 in a day.
Boys. Listen, I've started having big effects. I was wanking every day. Sorry, mum. No, apparently my mum started watching these again. No, she said she watched the whole of the last one and was a little bit appalled. But I got into the habit, like all of us have, mate. Like, if you're a bloke with a massive cock, no way. let me rephrase this. Wait. If you're a guy, no. Wanking's gone up since this isolation. And I found that it started over the 3 or 4 weeks that I've been religiously doing it before bed. I became so much more emotionally, what's the word, like erratic. I'd get angrier easier, more frustrated easier, upset easier, feel a hopeless feeling easier. I don't know why it does it to me, but then when I stop wanking and my brain is able to recover, I end up feeling so much more like composed about life. Like, I don't know if you noticed, I'm a bit more composed today than, say,
I did notice
the past time. Yeah, you did notice that.
I did, yeah.
And it's because I've stopped wanking, and it's annoying because it brings such pleasure. It brings such a great feeling, and it does, and it's great stress relief. But right. I'm sorry, mate. I, Joseph Weller, need to accept that it has detrimental effects to me, and I need to save my cock for when I have sex only.
Which so is very rare.
I assume that you still, like, absolutely gag for it sometimes.
Yeah. So this is the thing. It's only been, like, 5 days. It's been 5 days. So I haven't got to the point where I'm gagging for it yet, but the point I'm making is the keto diet obviously reduces your sex drive and all of that. So me trying to, you know, wanting to not masturbate is actually being helped by my diet because I'm not getting these awfully strong urges that I normally get.
So,
however, apparently when you're on the keto diet, but after a while, after about, you know, a certain amount of time, apparently it shoots your sex drive up. But I'm yet to get to that point yet.
So you're in for a real test very soon. Like, you'll go to the window, look outside, you'll see an old lady walk past and...
Oh, no.
Huh?
What? Mate.
I don't know.
You're fucked. But anyways, enough about me. We've done 25 minutes of just talking about me. I think Theo and Luke... Let's ask you some questions. Like, how have you, you know, is there anything that you want to talk about in today's show?
So I read an article which stated that if you've had an argument, if you've had an argument, then you can have a rest period and go stay at a friend's house.
Yeah, I saw that.
What are you going on about, lad?
But then I also, and in my head, I was like, wow, I've had an argument. I can go see Janine. And then I realised, don't be stupid. It's an article on domestic abuse. So you can't actually go do your See a Friends because that clip...
Wait, sorry, mate. Just pause a sec. I really do not know. You're going to have to give a little bit of context.
Oh.
Because I don't know what you're going on about.
So I read there's like this little segment in this BBC article, which is actually on domestic abuse, okay? But this little segment has been taken out of context and it says that if you had an argument at home, you can go stay at a friend's for like a cooling down period.
I really try not to be rude.
I read it out of context and assumed, wow, this could be, I could go see Janine. But then I did...
So what I'm gauging is that you've read that you're allowed, like, by the government have said that you're allowed to go and visit a friend.
Yep.
But...
And then I researched
only
the clip.
if there's domestic abuse involved.
Yeah, and that's where I sort of like realised, oh, I've made a mistake here. I've read that wrong.
Okay, all right. So you saw that on like Twitter or something.
Yeah, and then I actually clicked on the article, domestic abuse. So stay at home.
Dodgy. Anyways, should we get into some questions?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that.
Before we're gonna do that though, we're gonna make a point of saying Spotify, iTunes. you guys need to watch, listen to Wafflin on those things because, right, we're really trying to get some mid-roll adverts,
yeah,
right, so that we can read out, hi guys, go and get this item. Because at the moment, we basically almost make a loss on Wafflin because we have to pay an editor now and we don't earn anything because all of our money, all of our videos get demonetized because they're all fucked, like dodgy topics. So if you could listen to Wafflin on iTunes and Spotify, it will help us secure some adverts. So please, can you do that?
And
thank you.
Go and follow us on Instagram as well.
Yeah, we're very
so basically
active.
Luke runs the Instagram. So any shit that you see where he's pretending to be me, which he did once, right? He was out of order to the waffling mafia.
I don't even have the login details for it.
He called you lot. What did he call you lot? Idiots or something?
Yeah, he was like, Luke put out a story saying, oh, new episode, but it was privated, like it wasn't out yet, but he was basically suggesting it's coming out very soon. Now, people obviously took this screenshot as indicating that there was a new episode out now and started replying, oh, I can't find it anywhere. So Luke puts out another story saying, no, you idiots, you fucking dumb cunts. No, I didn't mean that. But he's basically offensive towards our loyal fan base. And he said... He then blamed it on me, saying it was me that said it, but it was him.
Outrageous. Nah. Outrageous.
Horrible.
And after all...
But yeah, we're going to get onto some solid questions now. So the beginning one is very Jeremy Kyle. It is, I slept with my brother's friend, and now he's threatening me.
Is that it?
No, that's the tagline. Oh. So this was sent at 2:20 a.m.
Oh, God.
7 hours ago. Shit. All right. I fucked up really badly. Basically, I had sex with my brother's mate, which wouldn't really be that bad, apart from the fact I'm 16 and he's 26. To make matters worse, we didn't use contraception. He's now being really manipulative towards me and threatening to tell my brother. What do I do?
Wait.
So basically, is it noncery?
It's borderline. It's definitely borderline.
First things first. Is this legal?
Is it?
Over
16.
So I was under the impression that over the age of 16 you can sleep with anyone. But we got a few comments on like a video that was said in that.
Yeah.
No, if you're over 16, you can only sleep with people like 18 and below. So like between that 2-year period, I don't know the law behind that.
Wait, let's just put this into perspective, okay? A year ago, that bloke was 25. She was 15. 2 years ago, he was 24. She was 14. She was 10.
What? Yeah, it's fucked up. We know someone that is 18 going out with like a 25-year-old though.
Do we?
Do we?
Oh, wait, what? I do. By the way, I'm 24, so it's not me. All right? No. It's, anyways, we'll talk about that off camera. But the point is, so she could be pregnant because they didn't use contraception. Oh. He's 26 and she's 16. Now, in my opinion, that is fucked. But,
why is
I mean,
he
yeah.
Manipulative? Like, what? Is it because...
Because he probably feels like a nonce.
So he's like saying, don't tell anyone.
No, I think he's saying like... I don't know. Is he like threatening her saying like, do this or I'll tell your brother? Like, that's
yeah,
like, fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's something like that. At the end of the day, it sounds like a bit of a dead-end question, really. It's like,
if she feels threatened, she needs to tell someone.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she's feeling threatened. Yeah. Fuck. Okay, realistically, just come out of it. Like, what's he going to do? He ain't going to do shit when... your brother's...
Realistically.
Yeah, your brother's clearly going to stick up for you. Hopefully your family, whoever's around, will be able to stick up for you. Don't let him make you believe, like, if you tell someone, shit's going to happen. Because that's fucking harsh, and it's not true. Like, 100%. He ain't God, mate, at the end of the day. He's just some...
will not appreciate the fact that his mate has slept with his 16-year-old sister. He'll call him a nonce and be
done with it. Yeah, yeah. If anything, the brother will be pissed off at him. rather than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay, and the thing is, like, we do mistakes in life, but you have to own them. Like, you have to... What he's trying to do is deflect and make it go away that way and be a dick, but he needs to accept that he needs to own this. Obviously, you may feel a little bit embarrassed or humiliated or used, which is horrible as well, but at the end of the day, like, this has happened. If you were both consenting at the time, you both need to, like, take responsibility of the consequences.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, at the end of the day, don't let him manipulate you and make you think that he's going to do shit because, yeah, I reckon tell your family, tell your brother, get it sorted and hopefully move forward.
Have, yeah, I agree. Have either of you ever slept with a mate's, like, sister?
Yes.
How did that go down?
Class.
Mate's sister?
No.
Sister? What?
Someone's sister? Mate. Nah, it's dodgy because I don't want to talk about this private matter, but...
Don't mention names.
I won't mention names, but it's, you know, when they're, if they see this, they're just going to know that I'm talking about them.
And they're just going to know that you're right. Loved just having, well.
We're having a private conversation that we happen to put on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes.
Have you
Well,
ever...
basically, it was... They were more of... Their relationship was more like friends, so... It was more of like, I think she basically asked my friend, like, is it cool if I sleep with Weller? Like, is that cool? And I think my mate was just like, yeah.
Oh, so it's fine.
Oh.
He's like, yeah. So it wasn't deep, but it was just a fact of like, she, yeah, just asked her brother, is it cool? And he was like, yeah.
See, I did it and it didn't go down too well.
Wait. What?
With who?
I'm trying to remember who it was.
Wait, what? So I'm not saying names here.
Give us the.
You're not saying names, but you're gonna use code so that we know who you're on about.
We used to go to his house for pre-drinks, and he had a sister 1 year younger than us.
Oh, I know exactly who it was. I know exactly.
Was not that? Is it that guy?
No, Joe.
You know exactly who this is.
Yeah,
Joe, you know exactly who it is.
Wait. So we
Seaford Beach.
What?
Why? How is this not going in?
No.
Right.
So, give me the initials.
HB.
Well, I only know one, but he don't have a sister.
Is he? Oh no, not that person. No, Joe. What? I'm gonna grow some barley.
Oh no! Oh shit! That's really jokes, mate. So oh, bad. No. Wasn't she like 14 at the time?
No. She was 16. I was 17.
You were so... What about that? Oh, no.
And it happened because...
Cat in the hat?
We were round... we were round his house, like, pre-drinking to go out in Seaford.
Oh, I know, mate. I was there, lad.
What? Did you go out to Eastbourne with the boys?
That night. I almost had a quickie in the shed with her.
Oh, and that was another night. But Jesus. Oh, my God. That was a weird night. We won't talk about that.
This is so bad. This is
that
so
was...
Bad.
Oh, mate. Wait. Were you there in the shed?
Yeah.
Wait, was it with Cobbers?
It was me, you, and then those two.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? This is so dodgy, mate. How do we end up in those like situations? Like, part of me loves it, though. I want to go back.
That was a dodgy night.
Oh, so dodgy, mate. We've had so many dodgy Seaford nights, but I kind of love it.
It's class. Have you ever walked in on one of your mates... about to finger one of your mate's mum.
Sorry! Right, I know exactly who you're talking about as well. Hashtag New Year's Eve party.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. Close the door. Just cock blocked him.
Oh, mate, that is so bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's
How bad
best.
Is that?
It was for the best, though. It was for the best that I cock blocked him.
What do you mean it was for the best? Mate, that was such a dodgy night.
Yeah, it really was.
Do any of you guys know, like, have your mates like shag someone's mum.
I can't believe that almost happened.
No, because like with that, that almost happened in our friends group.
I felt bad.
Should have been me. No, I'm joking. Oh no, but that's like, is that dodgy? That is obviously, you boys know, but that is like the, yeah, they're like the goal. That was always the goal. That was the goal.
Wait,
I was at school, I'd think about that religiously.
I can imagine, Joe, that you're at home like plotting which mum shall I go for.
Nah. I was just going to be like, well, let's, you know, whatever happens, happens. Like, if I just happen to go around their house and first, you know, after school.
Was there like a limit, though? Would it have to be a mum that you look at and you think, you're fit? Or was it just like, that's someone's mum, I would shag them?
No. Obviously, that has to be like, they have to be attractive. But yeah, that was just my thing. And it started, I'm not going to lie. The weird thing is that it started around the age of 11. Like I, how old were you boys when you first started to like masturbate?
I can't remember.
I was 10.
I bet Theo was like 17, but it, probably like 11 or 12, I guess.
I would assume that age, but you, Joe, this is the weirdest thing that you can remember your first wank. Can't you?
Well, yeah, and I used to do a really weird technique. It wasn't the conventional way.
Describe it to us.
Show it. Like, not with your actual cock, obviously. Use, like, the microphone.
Joe, use your finger and then, like, use your...
No, boys, this is getting a little bit graphic. Remember, I don't give a shit. All right, here we go. So this is my cock. I used to... Oh, no, this is graphic. Like, yeah, please don't judge.
You're using, like, one-inch bear pot.
1 inch. It's 2 inches, isn't it? They probably looked a lot like... No, this is dodgy, mate. This is fucked. Yes. I'm about to describe how a 10-year-old masturbated. Me, that, by the way, before anyone clips that. Me. No. Okay, me as a 10-year-old. Me as a 10-year-old. No, this ain't right, mate.
Okay, next question.
Next question. Right, okay, this next one posted to us 19 hours ago was, is nudes cheating? Fucking yes. Wait, I mean, that's the tagline. Let's just see a bit more detail. So, I'm 18 and I have a girlfriend. We've been together for nearly 4 months now and the lockdown is affecting me. The normal thing to ask during lockdown is nudes to your girlfriend, but mine is not a fan of them. And when she does send, I have to admit, they're really bad.
Oh, no.
There is this other girl that is a big fan of the nudes. The problem is that we do exchange nudes.
Oh, shit.
And she isn't even a 6 out of 10. By the way, the post nut is horrible and I feel really bad. Also, he has like post nut syndrome afterwards. The question is sending nudes to another girl cheating? Yes. Well, fucking obviously, mate.
No wonder realistically, he's got post nut syndrome. He's cheating on his girlfriend.
Oh, I'm getting a knock at the door. Oh, I'm going to have to leave it. I'll just leave. Now I'll leave it. Have you noticed any post that gets delivered at the moment, they just leave it outside?
Yeah.
Have you heard that? Even if it's signed for, they just leave it? Because I think that's the case, but there's such a high demand for post that I think they're just like fucking leaving it anywhere.
Like, it's like contact free, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, basically... What was I saying?
Yes, it's
what
cheating.
What was I saying?
Post-nut.
Yeah, it's cheating, but because you got to look at it. Firstly, how would you feel if she was doing that with another bloke?
Terrible.
You know, a girl that is meant to be your girlfriend. Secondly, you're doing something that is sexual with another being.
You're being
another
intimate. Girl.
Yeah, you're being intimate with another girl that your girl, you know, you got to imagine, like, if your girlfriend was looking at all times, what would her view be? If you're feeling like you need to hide it from her, or if it's fit, basically, if your gut instinct's saying this ain't right, mate, no matter how much consciously you're like, nah, but it's... Blah, blah, blah. No, if that gut instinct, you know, deep down.
Chances are, if you're having to ask, is it cheating, then chances are it probably is.
If you're having to message the waffling boys, right, is this cheating... I mean, come on. But at the same time, like, you boys have obviously, you know, you've been doing a lot of Snapchat sex with your girlfriends and had a lot of fun with it. Now, what has it been like? Like, have you both, like, do you spaff over your phone as though you're spaffing over? Nah, it took a graphic turn, but yeah, like, how has that been going with you, for you boys?
To clarify, I don't spunk on my phone.
Clipped, no context loop. but you guys have been having phone sex.
I don't know. It's not my thing.
So you've got no sexual connection, as in like activity with your girlfriend during isolation?
Not at the moment. It's quite sad.
Yeah, no, that I can imagine that is. But Luke, you do.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think to me, I find it quite essential, like genuinely to like.
Do you find yourself wanting to do it with other girls?
No, no, absolutely not.
Good. Good.
Because it's definitely Theo, cheated. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Without a doubt.
He's in the wrong.
So Theo, so you, like, obviously I said how I've decided to, like, stop masturbation. Now, what are you doing about it, Theo?
I've definitely gone down. I just don't have that drive.
Really?
It's sort of just, like, left the soul.
Oh,
you're
God.
You're just sort of
mate.
Just walking through life as an individual. By yourself.
Wow.
Not be able to see your partner. It's quite sad, really. So you have to entertain yourself in other ways, you know? I've been playing a lot more COD with the boys, working out a lot more.
Watching about vegan cock programs. Dodgy, mate. But fair enough. Now, a little thing I wanted to talk about was, obviously, Logan Paul went on Instagram Live with Eddie Hearn, where he said he wanted to have an MMA fight, and Hearn seemed, like, keen to take on Logan as an MMA fighter and put on an MMA card. Now, realistically, like, Wagwan, like, how's that going to work? Because I can't imagine there's a queue of equally clout-worthy, you know, influencer stars that want to get their face pummeled in a MMA-type way. Like, how do you see it going?
I think it should be with someone like a CM Punk who's not... He's not, let's face it, he's not a professional MMA fighter. He's a WWE wrestler who knows a bit about other stuff.
I swear CM Punk has done like UFC. I swear he's like a legit proper athlete fighter.
Oh, mate, no, he was shit, bro.
He was awful. Like,
no, I know he got like, battered. So
but that's my point. Logan's obviously, he can't be going fighting like Conor McGregor. He just gets slapped up. Yeah, he needs someone on his level.
Well, so we're not saying we want to see Logan versus JJ in a octagon. Oh. I'd love to see that. That'd be class.
Well, I think Logan would absolutely
see that. That would be, I think that's let's do that.
Yeah, but realistically, I'd love to see that.
Like Logan's well, why wouldn't he? Up as a wrestler. They both, for the boxing, they both had like 2 years or whatever to train. Wrestling, that's Logan's like bread and butter.
Well, but then you got to look at it like, so JJ, like if JJ's saying, these are the reasons why I don't want to do it. Number one,
Logan's
scared.
Better than me, yeah.
Logan's better than me. Like, if he's not going to, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to know the reasons if he's not going to do it, rather than like, oh, I don't need to.
Could you MMA is more complicated in terms of how many different floor moves there are in MMA? How many
Fucking boxing, you know, the fact that JJ's been able to smash boxing like he has, mate, there's no limit. I'd love to see him take on MMA now and fucking shut that down. That'd be class. I'd love to see that.
Did it though. That, you know, if JJ did actually do it, it wouldn't surprise me if he won because of how just sick he usually is. But I just can't see it. I can't see it happening. I think...
If he went against Logan would know how to make him tap out. That's exactly the thing about MMA. It's the submissions as well. It is like literally mixed martial arts. There's so many different things you got to like take it into consideration. Whereas with boxing, I guess you're almost more protected by the rule set.
Yeah,
like
100%.
By the fact you can't do a lot of things.
You can't get a kick in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Like you ain't got to worry about takedowns and all that stuff. And
did you see the video of Logan getting knocked out and doing the wrestling?
Did I see the video? Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
Got flattened. That knockout. Yeah, no. But then when they showed jokes. His wrestling, it was actually quite good.
Yeah. No, you can tell like that's like ingrained within him, and it's sick. Like so, basically, bottom line is, yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to be a part of it somehow. Maybe
commentate.
I don't know, cheerleader, something like that.
Get the 5%.
That'd be jokes. And another point that actually Luke wrote down in these notes is the whole YouTube fighting scene dead?
I think
now, if that doesn't happen, Is it done?
I
is
think
it dead?
It's done. Box it. It was going to be done because I don't think Jake versus JJ would happen, but I think coronavirus has fully killed it off.
But that's saying like so sport in general.
But say, for example, if Jake versus JJ could have happened at the end of the year, that's not going to happen anymore.
Why were you...
So it's almost like this is... Yeah, go
do you
on.
See what I mean? And then next year, like, isn't that a bit dead now? It's like we had the football match stage of YouTube. We had the boxing. What's next? Are we going to really...
The thing is, genuinely, so this is what my take on the boxing thing. The boxing element isn't what gets people gassed. It is the build-up. It's the two personalities going at it. So what I'm saying is if Jake versus JJ, if people aren't drawn in by them two going at each other, then it's dead.
Yeah.
But if there, like, if there was two people, you know, if there was two people that came up and we both are gassed and interested, like oh wait, I'm explaining this terribly, but like Conor McGregor, right? Conor McGregor is the reason why a lot of people started liking MMA. Yep. Not because of the actual MMA. It's the personalities that you become invested in. It's the rivalry. So what I'm saying is if the KSI versus Jake rivalry isn't fucking something that's gassing us, then it's dead. The actual boxing element on its own isn't enough.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Similar to the Cricket World Cup final last year.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Like, there weren't, like, no one, a lot of people watched that weren't cricket fans, but they were invested by how absolutely insane it was. I'm only saying this because I watched the final innings yesterday and I actually started shaking.
So I think in answer to your question of, like, are people still invested in those two going at it? Surely the answer is, like, yes.
Like what it basically needs, but this is the thing, I genuinely believe Jake's going through quite a hard time, like, in his own mind right now.
I feel like,
I see the look in his eye, he's not quite feeling it, he's not confident, I think he's concerned that he doesn't know what he wants to make, he's having a bit of a Weller situation. What do I make? What do I actually enjoy making? And maybe he doesn't really feel connected to his audience as well because he's played this villain character for so long that he hasn't actually, I think, got like a loyal fan base that he feels connected to.
I feel like, first of all, you heard Logan talk about how Jake was like being down and he used the word depressed at the ranch and stuff.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then also, I feel like Jake's seen what Logan's doing and how he's managed to turn his vlogs around by being himself and thriving. And now he's trying to do that. Because let's face it, his like everyday bro shit, that wasn't him. That was obviously a persona. Now he's trying to be himself. He's smoking weed on camera. He's doing all this shit YouTubers don't necessarily do, which fair enough, if that's himself, fine. But it's not coming across right. He's trying to do that 5-minute short vlog style. He's just copying rather than trying to find what he actually is invested in.
Yeah, so that I watched his new video that he put out yesterday and it is even from like the little title sequence bit where it's like Jake Paul vlogs, like that's just taken from Logan, and the whole format is just copying Logan's style, and I feel like fans and viewers will kind of be able to see that. I actually feel like, mate, what that kid needs to do is do a video down the lens where he's actually 100% open and honest.
Do you think that's
about how he's felt about? I think it's so hard for him.
Yeah.
Because he has built up this feeling of how he needs to be and doesn't want to show any weakness. But only through like opening up will he, I feel, be able to release that tension and move on to the next step.
I would argue like, that I think he doesn't actually know how to be himself on camera at the moment.
I know. Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny because like, the new video I'm sort of like, you know, we spoke about it at the beginning that I'm putting out. That's almost how I feel. It's like, I know who I am on camera in a jokes sort of funny way until I get this sort of like authentic, how I'm truly feeling out. So I can, and then reconnect with my audience and then build on that. But I feel like Jake almost needs that. We haven't really, since the Anderson Gibb fight, like we haven't really, he sort of went away for a bit and now he's sort of just doing vlogs again, even though he slated the idea of doing YouTube, saying he doesn't want to do YouTube anymore.
Yeah.
And he's moving on. So it's like, right, and now you're just coming back to doing vlogs since you've seen that your brother's doing well at it. So I think, yeah, you just need to see him like open up, say, like talk about, if he's being depressed, mate, talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it. If you feel like you've lost it or you feel like you're not quite hitting the mark with how you feel on camera, talk about it, because I feel like it's that will reconnect you with your audience and maybe give you a bit more clarity of who you're talking to and what you're doing.
I think the reason I'm literally describing
the reason why I made my video. But anyway, yeah, carry on.
I think the reason why Jake gets so much hate is because he's so clearly faking his shit and being not himself. And I think if he does open up and explain who he is and just talk to the lens and talk to the people about what's going on in his life, people would respect that. Yes, yeah, he'd definitely get some hate from it, but I think the majority of people would be like, oh, this is who he actually is. This is why he acts the way he is. Like, the kid's got 5 lawsuits happening to him still.
So, Joe, you're the only person who's actually, like, spoken to Jake Paul in a private setting off camera where it is literally two people in a room. When you had that conversation, was he actually any different to what we see on camera?
100%. Like, that's the thing. For me, it's so blatant to see off camera. He is a human like the rest of us in that he can have a conversation. He can ask you how you're doing. He can, like, talk normally. I think the difference is, on camera, he has built up this narrative in his head that the whole world is against him and that he needs to protect himself, literally, at all times. So, a lot of things. So, say, for example, when me and him did that that video where, I confronted him about him uploading his sparring video of us before mine, and he instantly shut down, boom, I'm in fight mode. This guy's attacking me. He's against me. When really, if you think about it, and even though it was a little bit out of nowhere, I was just asking a question. And all he really had to do in that is say, hold my hands up and go, look, mate, I wanted to get more views. I wanted to get my video out first and basically take it. And that's realistically, I know that. I just want to hear it from him. I want to see a little bit of humility and say, yeah, like, I'll be honest, that's what I was doing. But I guess, yeah,
even though you had this conversation with him off camera and stuff, I still feel like you didn't meet the real him. Because I feel like at that time, he probably had people around him who were the wrong crowd or who he didn't necessarily trust, so he still had to perform in front of them. Whereas I feel like only Logan or his dad or his family could actually see the real him.
But saying that, mate, you could say that about any human being on the planet. Like, probably someone's mum is the only person that, or mum and dad probably know them truly. That sort of idea. But talking to him off camera after that sort of confrontation on camera isn't the only time that I've seen him off camera.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, in Miami, like, he was doing his photo shoot, and this was the first time that I'd seen him since our confrontation. I just walked straight up to him and went, you're right, mate, how you doing? Because, like, not to try and be hard or whatever, but just to be like, look, mate, I'm big enough to, yeah, we've had this confrontation, but I'm going to come over and just be like, you're right, how you doing? And sort of squash it. And you could tell that, like, at first, I remember it's sort of when I walked in the room, maybe his team and all that were like, oh shit, how's this going to go? But when I was safe with him, he responded and he was safe back. He was like, yeah, man, like, I'm tired as fuck. Like, I'm depleted as fuck. Like, I'm ready to fight, ready to win, but it's been hard. Like, I'm feeling it big time. And like that, that's what you'd expect from like a more human type response to admit if you're not feeling 100%. Whereas on camera, I feel like maybe he needs to come across like he's okay all the time. And I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like, even like a lot of celebrities feel like showing when they're not feeling great is a weakness. Like, that's something that I wish Anthony Joshua would do more of, right? I see, like, he has this thing of, oh, yeah, I'm a champion. I show that I'm a champion. And I feel like he thinks if he ever shows that mentally he's struggling, it's showing his rivals that he's weak. Mm. Like, genuinely, I think a lot of people view it like that. That if you make yourself vulnerable emotionally, that you are weak. And I don't like it. I don't like that personally. I like it. I vibe with people best when they're just like, whether they're good, shit, whatever.
Be authentic.
They're just real and authentic. And that's the person that obviously I'm striving to be.
I think that's maybe why you like Mike so much as well.
Like the Mike. Oh, Mike. Obviously, I love Mike Malak, mate. I fucking do. I love Mike Malak.
The first thing you said to us, like, boys, he replied and I was gassed.
He replied to my DM and I was fucking gassed.
I think it's because you connect with him on a real level, that's why.
Yeah. Obviously, Mike Malak is the co-host of, you know, for Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast, and he's been through a lot. He was a drug addict. He, you know, depression, anxiety, the lot. And the way he talks so openly and expressively and just brutally honestly about these different topics, for me, is so inspirational. Like, he doesn't give a shit. Like, he gets some hate about, oh, you talk about yourself a lot. Oh, you're whatever. You're loud. You moan. But he is himself.
And also,
he
he owns himself as well. And you've also got to remember, he is going out with an ex-porn star, and to own that and not care what anyone else thinks and says is actually quite admirable. Because imagine your girlfriend's an ex-porn star. Think how much shit you are going to get and how many DMs she's going to get. Like, that is going to be hard. And the fact that
what he's gone through in his life, enables him to have a different perspective to the average human being on that sort of concept. So that's why, you know, he's seen a lot worse and more outrageous, and things, you know, things that people can judge way more than dating a girl that was a porn star, like, at the end of the day. And I think, yeah, like, all of these experiences, and this is what he said when he was doing a podcast with Bradley Martin. Bradley Martin said to him, like, mate, it's the fact that talking about all those like hardships that you've had, like getting over the drug addiction and the mental health stuff, it's that actually connects you to people. Like, yeah, you're funny, and yeah, that, but the stuff that really is reaching out to people is where you open up about your struggles.
Yeah.
And I feel that. And the funny thing is I see people write that to me, and I'm like, yeah. Like, to some people, I may be what Mike Malak has been to me in recent times, if that makes sense, that. And how gassed I got when he replied and stuff like that. So, But overall, I really rate what he does. I think he's sick. So there you go. What else have we got here? Our most asked questions, how to get over a girl.
Yeah, right.
Honestly. Let me just read the note that Luke's put. So, our most asked question, how to get over a girl. And then the bullet points are, honestly, this compiles like 40% of our inbox. It's obviously circumstantial, but how would we deal with a breakup? And how have we dealt with them in the past? Wow.
I mean, I've only ever
had one
breakup.
I thought that was quite good.
Actually, no, I haven't.
That is a good. No, that's good. I like the bullet points. Maybe do them for all of them.
Okay.
A lot. They're good shit. So Theo, you've had how many girlfriends? 50? 60? That was harsh. After such a nice, sentimental podcast, and then I've just attacked Theo for no reason.
Wait, so are we counting, like, year 7 girlfriends?
Yes, Anna Rabuskay, mate.
No, you can't say the name.
They all add to your experience, don't they? Like, you learn every single breakup.
I mean, from the breakups I've had, like, I'm usually quite, like, heartless. I'm just like, okay, life goes on.
We gauge that from when you're like, I just hate my family.
I'm quite ruthless. Like, when it comes to that stuff like that, I can easily just shut it off if I want to.
Have you ever had your heart broken, Theo?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think you have, because
I haven't.
Your only love.
Yeah, I haven't had my heart broken.
You stayed together.
Exactly. I've had my body broken, but not my heart.
What about you then, Luke?
Wait, no, I'll answer. Yeah, like, definitely. I remember, like, my first ever girlfriend when I was, what, like...
16.
Yeah, what? Like, yeah, 16. No, no. Like, I was in year 7 then. Okay. Yeah, I mean, year 7, yeah. I mean, when you break up in year 7, it feels like the end of the world. When you have your first love and you break up, it definitely feels like the end of the world.
So how like did that, you react?
That was... How did I react? I remember the day... Because she broke up with me. And like...
Wait. Before you say... So Bruce, right, who we spoke to the other day, he obviously teaches body language. And Luke, as you said... I think you said... Okay, Theo said, how did you react? And I think you said something. And you touched your nose. And apparently, touching your nose is an indication of when... you're having an uncomfortable thought.
Oh, this is definitely so just as pro- yeah.
So what just probably the what you just visualized must have made you uncomfortable, and then boom, you touch your nose.
Did you
just a little believing
visualize...
Bruce point there. But anyways, continue.
Did you instantly visualize like your actual breakup? What happened that day?
Probably thought like it probably came into his head how he felt.
Yeah. I remember what I thought at that moment was walking through my front door and being like, how do I tell my parents that like I've just been broken up with, because so I remember like I walked in.
Wait,
like,
so you did it again? You see that?
I genuinely have an itchy nose. Like I literally have an itchy.
Of course you do, mate. Yeah. No, I just love the body language. Anyways, carry on. Sorry, I won't interrupt.
Yeah, I'd cried the whole walk home, and then I think I went inside, told my parents. Oh yeah, like we broke up. I just want to go up to my room and be left alone. And then I think I just cried on my bed for the rest of the evening.
How did you get over it? Because like that's obviously a natural initial reaction, but how did it not just like bog you down and you constantly just think about it?
I think it definitely bogged me down for a while, because it does. Like it's something, especially if you're still into them, it's obviously even harder. But I think one thing definitely not to do is like try and sleep around, go and speak to loads of girls, like rebounds, basically. I personally have never found that any use whatsoever. I think like in the moment you think, oh, this is so good. Like it's nice. I've got someone here again. And then you give it a couple of weeks and you're like, it's not the same. I obviously don't like this person. And then you feel like a twat.
Or yeah.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I don't think I've ever rebounded. Whenever I've had a breakup, it actually just like shuts me off, i.e. I just lose all interest in wanting anyone. I'm just like, fuck this. I need to self-recover. I need to just go gym, get on with work, and get like comfortable within myself before any of that shite.
I've got a question. A question for both of you, actually. A different question for each. So Luke, to you, what things did you do that made it easier? Were you keeping yourself busy? And for you, Joe, have you ever rebounded with, say, the same girl and not rather than a different girl? So you broke up, get back together, broke up, get back together.
I'll go first. Definitely.
You dickhead. He doesn't know the answer to that.
Definitely keeping busy, doing things with your friends is like the most essential part to any sort of like road to recovery, if that's what you want to call it. Just because staying occupied is just the best thing, obviously, to not think about something.
Would you say time is your best friend, so time heals?
Yeah. But it pisses you off when people say that to you, because like they'll be like, oh, don't worry, in a couple of months' time you'll feel all right. And it's like, oh yeah, fuck off, I don't at the moment. It's infuriating when people say that to you, but it is 100% accurate at the same time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you need to like feeling the emotion and grieving the emotion or whatever it is vital to. It's like the first step. It's learning to accept it. You have to go. You have to face the emotion to accept it, and then you have to okay. Then I think it's like weighing up like the facts. Like, what am I talking about here that's fact? And what is just emotion? Mm. Are you, everything's fucked? No, it's not. You've broken up with a girl. You're probably like 14. Oh, how am I going to ever find anyone else as good? Are you listening, mate? Like, there's many people out there. You can't write everyone off until you've interacted with other people. I'm so upset. Yeah. That is fact, but that is normal. That is human. That is just, that is a basic human response to breaking up with someone. So I think, yeah, there's several stages of sort of acceptance and getting over it. I'm not going to lie though. Like, obviously if you have loved someone, you probably won't one day like be able to get to a point where you just, oh, they're nothing to me. And I feel the same towards them as I do to this stranger, because you have had emotions, strong emotions with that person. So naturally, like, do you know what I mean?
Your history.
Yeah. So you can't expect it to just vanish.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that is natural, but it's a process. And a little quote that I saw on Instagram was this: worrying doesn't take away tomorrow's troubles. It only takes away today's peace.
Very true.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because like you sit there worrying like, oh, how am I going to do this? Well, what will I do? But what you're doing is you're fucking right now. Whereas like, you know, that, I found that quite powerful when I read it. So, yeah.
And,
well, the other question. yes, I have gone back to, broken up with someone and then ended up getting back, well, not getting back, but going and messing around with them. Yeah, because
I think it's a very normal thing to happen.
Yeah. And I think as well, it's very, your circumstance can be a thing as well. Like, if both people are one feeling lonely, one feeling down, next wanting to just have a laugh, and you both got on really well and you had a laugh, in amongst all of everything, like the world's like frustrations and stress, like it in the moment, it can seem like a good idea, but it will just lengthen the getting over it process.
Yeah.
Like every time you reconnect, you know, you meet up or you do whatever, you're starting from zero on getting over it again.
Yeah.
I definitely,
if you really, you know, and if it, even if you may still fancy them, but if you got to look at it as facts again, and if it's not working and it isn't, and it's not healthy, like you two together, you two as a relationship, then you need to do what's right in order to do that getting over process. And that is not have anything to do with each other.
Yeah. I definitely think as well, very circumstantial. So for example, in that relationship where you keep rebounding, you've probably broken up and there's been no infidelity or whatever. There's been nothing wrong.
What does infidelity mean?
Like cheating.
Okay.
But say you were in a relationship and one half cheated, you're going to feel less inclined to like rebound with each other because you've had that trust broken.
Whereas, yeah, but at the same time, some people, it would be like, oh, we've already broken up. Oh, it's whatever. It's like, it's not deep now. Fuck it. Like, because it's almost like the pressure gets taken off when you've broken up or if someone's cheated and whatever. And now it's just, oh, let's just fuck it. It's an impulsive thing. So do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely like, it, like, so essential to control those impulses though. Because obviously, like you say, all it does is take you back to square one. Like if you've gone like a week, 2 weeks, well, you're like 2 weeks better now. And then if you meet up with that person, well, now you're 2 weeks worse.
So you think like that, not for everyone, but for most people, the way you should do it is cold turkey.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it may be difficult at first to completely just cut them off because there may be things around, you may have things around each other's houses. There may be, you know, there's things that may need to get ironed out and dealt with. But I think the sooner you can get to a point where you're both operating separately completely, that's when you're going to be able to begin the getting over process. And some people will literally be like, but I don't want to get over them. I want them. Yeah, but it's at that point you need to assess the bigger picture. If you weren't involved right now, if your emotions weren't involved, what advice would you be giving to this couple? You'd say, right, yeah, you may still fancy her or him, but if it's not working, you're only damaging yourself more. The best thing you can do is learn to accept it and see what's out there.
You're essentially going through the stages of grief. Because you've gone from talking to someone every day, all day, to never seeing them.
Yeah, it just really is, lad.
And also, nice like, lad. It will be shit. It will be shit. And you just got to accept it.
Yeah, it just is. So bloody true. Why don't we just like answer one more question? We're already like over an hour, I believe now, but fuck it. We're in isolation. Yes, I've got a video to edit. I've actually got, I'll tell you what I've got as well. I've got a bulk powders Instagram I need to do because I'm going to be doing a giveaway. Like I'm giving away like a whole load of bulk powders stuff. This isn't like an official shout out, by the way.
No, so it doesn't... like, are you going on? You're doing a bulk powders Instagram. Don't worry.
Oh, what are you trying to do though? That face on.
No one knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, so basically,
private joke. No, you can't
explain. No. So basically, I'll actually explain what I'm doing. I'm giving away a whole load of bulk powders, like protein stuff, and I need to do an Instagram photo. But I've got no one here to take the photo of me, so I have to like set up a tripod and be like, wee, and like try and I've got to somehow try and do it. But I don't know. Yeah, what I'm going to do. But you guys can enter, I think. I think all you're going to have to do is like hit like on the Instagram and comment something. So if you boys want some protein, get involved.
Yeah, and I can vouch from, as someone who is not endorsed by bulk powders, that their stuff actually is good. And it tastes nice.
Yeah, it just is. So Luke is the one that told me that recipe for that protein shake with one scoop of coffee, almond milk, unsweetened, ice.
I have that.
And bulk powders, chocolate protein all together, and it makes this unreal iced mocha. Oh, it's the pengiest thing.
Do you know protein? Oh, yeah,
it's so good. And obviously, for me, I've tried it with a few different chocolate protein powders, but the bulk powders one, like, I know I'm obviously sponsored by them, but that genuinely is the best one, like, my favorite.
Mine's strawberry from another company I won't name.
Mate, you can say other companies.
Like, it's actually so nice.
Who do you actually use?
My protein.
My protein.
Oh, you can add that strawberry one. Oh my god!
Is it Peng?
Peng.
Yeah.
Sick.
So good.
My management are hopefully having talks with Gymshark, aren't they?
Yeah, that would be sick as well. They do. That would be sick.
So yeah, I'm potentially. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens, but.
Are going to be trying
to talk to Gymshark about signing me as like an athlete. So if you're watching this, go on.
They sign Wafflin and just send us loads of free clothes.
They should sign the whole entire podcast, including the viewers.
Think about after isolation, I'm actually going to be like big. Like I've actually already noticed a difference. No, like I work out every day. Like I've noticed my chest. Have you seen my triceps? They're actually huge.
Yeah, mate, get him out, get him
Do
out.
I see him?
Get him out. Yeah, get him out, lad. And the abs, oh, fuck me, you've actually got big arms, lad.
Yeah.
Wait, they've gotten bigger?
Yeah, look at that tricep.
Mate, look at the bent arm as well. You can see, like, the big thickness.
Yeah, I told
Shit,
you.
Shit, bro.
I actually.
You're looking good.
Yeah, bro, I go to the gym, bro.
Nice one, bro. My buddy, nah, fuck off. Now that actually like looks good, mate. I was, I'm trying to give good compliments, and you're sort of attacking me. Mate.
Have you ever seen that like TikTok when like boys give compliments to each other?
Wait, go on. Give us an example.
It was just like I'll be leaving the house, and you'd be like, "Oh, I like your clothes today," and like I'll walk out of the house like thinking about how much that meant to me. It's don't worry,
you're sick at explaining
it's just
stuff,
these TikToks that are just like when a boy gives someone another boy a compliment, like that really means a lot to that person because boys never give compliments.
No, to be fair, wait, so boys don't really give compliments, do they?
No, so when we do it's just like
when I compliment you, because I rarely give compliments, does it feel like especially good?
Well, it feels weird.
Yeah, particularly because yours was it like normally you would be like, that looks a bit shit.
Yeah, like
I never attack.
More common.
No, what I do, I would never say that is shit. I'd say, I don't know about that, mate. That's how I'd phrase it. But as in like, so say like if Malfoy decided to design a t-shirt design for Wafflin and it was Deaders, I'd probably just be like, nah, mate, not feeling it. I wouldn't go, that's shit.
What about the baguette?
But then I'd also be like, okay, maybe try something like this. I try and make it constructive.
When I showed my tries, I was expecting a lot of backlash there, but I'll take it. Thank you very much.
What do you mean backlash?
Enjoy the games. Enjoy
them. I was expecting some banter and be like, haha, they're awful.
Well, it's just like, when you've been ripped as fuck, mate, you don't need... Nah, I have been... I was actually looking at obviously the different photos I have on my phone of when I've been in like ripped shape, and obviously I'm currently on the way to getting there again. But Jesus, I mean, I ended up using one as the thumbnail in one of the clips. But look,
yeah, we got a comment on that video saying, "I wonder who made the thumbnail for this vid."
Don't know, lad. But like, I know it looks like I'm showing off and being an arrogant twat, and I am. But I was so proud of myself. But I'm not going to lie. Wait, I know it's the same picture, but I literally worked so hard to get like that. But I was like 20, and I'm 24 now, and there it was so much easier to get ripped, like so much easier to cut fat, because I think my metabolism, where I was younger, whereas now I train and eat better and I work harder, but it's so much harder. Like still I've got more of a layer of fat, and it's harder to cut and break down than when I was younger.
I definitely seen photos of myself from like 3 years ago, and I have like a jaw. And now, like, sort of blends into
We have a jawline. Wait, so Theo's just sent me through on WhatsApp some photos of him tensing. As you do. Should we have a look? Right, wait, focus. There we go. That is your waffling CFO.
That was from like a week ago as well, so.
So that's from like a week ago. So he's probably doubly as hench. Yep. Now let's look at the other one he sent. Oh, he's done a back pick. Right. Hey, ho, here we go. It's Malfoy. In the bathroom.
Oi, and also, for the first time in like 4 or 5 years, I told you already that I can get on a scale and it's under 80 kg.
That is decent. That is solid. Like,
it does back and forth, though, obviously.
I think I honestly think like a lot of people are going to end up fitter, in better shape, following this, whatever it's called, this isolation. Like, genuinely, I think I'm hoping to be. I'm hoping to come out the other side and be looking like this again. Fuck. That is how I want to look.
A report that went out today that was like only 9% of Britons want life to go back to like as before.
Mate, I'm telling you, some people will go, when this is all over, some people will go back, I miss living in the quarantine lifestyle. Take me back. Hmm. You'll see something like the year is 2020. You're sitting in the garden, in the sun, your dog's chasing around a tennis ball, and you got a cocktail. Life is good. You'll see a quote like that.
If you could have 3 changes to life right now, what would you bring back?
Bigger knob. What that? wait, what? No, what would I bring back?
The pub with the boys, for sure. That is one thing I'm missing a lot.
Being able to freeze time so that you can take other people's clothes off.
What? You couldn't even do that in the first place.
No, but I've admitted that I had a dream. No, not a dream. Oh. A fantasy. That used to be what I want. I used to want a superpower to do that, didn't I? I wish I could freeze time so I could take
people's clothes off. So you could become
a, off.
You know.
Not nuts, but yeah, it was really fucked up. I remember when I was like a young boy. I don't feel like that anymore.
No, of course not. I would my three changes would be able to see
what
Janine.
Yeah.
I wish that the goals were still up so I could play footy and film and go spoons with the boys.
Yeah, to be fair. I think
go ahead.
I would like the gym to reopen because training out it. I am training in my garden, but mate, I need big boy weights. I need the 50 kg dumbbells to get the bench press that I'm wanting.
Same.
Nah, I'm being serious, mate. And what else would I like? I'd like to go to a gig. I'm really yearning for a mucky night out.
A nice little
going to some dodgy gig Bolts. At Concord 2, maybe like Camel Fat or someone like that. Getting absolutely fucking twisted with the boys and just smashing it, mate.
Those nights are horrible.
Mate, we're like an hour and 20 into the pod now. I can say whatever I want.
9%, let's say goodbye.
What do you mean 9% what?
Battery.
On what? Your kyuk?
Camera.
Wait, can I just quickly say, like, I'm not actually wearing a V-neck.
He is wearing a V-neck.
I'm wearing a back support and a microphone.
You're wearing a V-neck. And I know that you're
Wait, do you,
I don't know.
Wait, this is one quick one to end it. Like, how is life going to go back to normal?
How
are we going to suddenly just like, oh yeah, now we can just go clubbing with everyone a centimetre away from each other?
What's he going? What? Say again?
Like, life's never going to be the same again. And we have to come to realise that.
Of course it will. There's been pandemics before and it's just, eventually it just goes back to normal.
Mate, last pandemic was like 1900s. They didn't have
1920, Spanish flu. They still would have been like jazz clubs and whatnot where people would have
been. So do you reckon the Spanish flu is still active somewhere right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because like, what I'm saying is like COVID's going to just, it's just going to still be a bat, isn't it? Like, it's just going to always be a bat.
I'll tell you what will be sick. Think about the best nights in the world, okay? Christmas Eve, New Year, lockdown over. Going to be carnage.
I don't get why you'd want to go out Christmas Eve because it ruins Christmas Day. And like, why would you want to do that?
Well, to be fair, this year was the actually first time it was actually shit. Like, we walked into the pub, we left because it was just full of like, we're too old.
Well, and you were just banging all the like, nah. It's going to get to a point where like we do just be like, oh, Malfoy was banging loads of gear.
What? What, at some point in our lives?
No, on this podcast.
Why would that happen?
Don't know. Anyways, right, boys, should we conclude?
Yes.
Make sure you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, following us on Instagram because Luke is very much posting some quality content on there. Give us some feedback. Let us know, what do you think of the podcast? What was your favourite bit? And comment down below saying, Weller, I know that you've got a lovely haircut, but don't let it get to your head. Get it? That's quite a good joke because it's on my head. Anyways, hit a like rating and let us know, tweet Theo and Luke and me, your favourite colour. Anyways, respect, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Peace.